USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump on Friday signed a short-term spending bill to reopen the government, ending the longest partial federal government shutdown in U.S. history. Congress now has until February 15th to negotiate a deal for border security. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News if that doesn't happen, the president should move forward without Democrats.
Come February the 15th, if the Democrats still say, go to hell on the wall, you get a dollar, that's it, they basically tell Trump, I'm not going to do with you what I did with Bush and Obama, then I hope he will go the emergency route. We don't need to shut the government down. We need to secure the border. The last best chance to do this is between now and February the 15th.
Trump under fire from conservatives, including commentator Ann Coulter, who tweeted, good news for George Herbert Walker Bush. As of today, he is no longer the biggest wimp ever to serve as president of the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. I did it. I finally invented the perfect deal. KFC Famous Bowls are now just $3. That's a whole pound of a good deal. Do you like mashed potatoes and gravy? How about potatoes and gravy and corn? Or mashed potatoes and gravy and corn and chicken? Maybe even mashed potatoes and gravy and corn and chicken and cheese. You do? Well, you can get a whole pound of it together in a bowl for just $3. Or try it spicy. What a time to be alive! KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Tax extra. Signature flavor charge may apply.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
3 men, 2 from Kansas, 1 from Oklahoma, face up to 25 years in federal prison for attempting to blow up an apartment complex in western Kansas where Somali Muslims lived. Authorities say the apartment complex in Garden City contained a mosque. 4 members of the United Nations Security Council have blocked a U.S. effort led by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to condemn the presidency of Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro and recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido.
Now we have a new leader, Juan Guaido, in Venezuela, who has promised to bring elections and constitutional order back to Venezuela and security back to the region.
But Russia, China, South Africa, and Equatorial Guinea Saturday blocked the U.S. push for a U.N. Security Council statement expressing full support for Venezuela's National Assembly as the country's only democratically elected institution. Russia opposes the U.S. efforts and has accused Washington of backing a coup attempt. YouTube is making changes to its recommendation algorithm, which serves up new videos for users to watch in an effort to crack down on the spread of conspiracy theories on its platform. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Syria called on Turkey Saturday to withdraw its troops from Syria's northern territories and end support for armed opposition groups in order to revive a 2-decade-old bilateral security agreement. Russia has encouraged Turkey and Syria to refer to the 1998 treaty to deal with security concerns along their shared borders in the wake of a planned U.S. troop withdrawal from northern Syria. Is your workplace making you fatter? USA's Wendy King says probably.
Pizzas ordered for a lunch meeting or cake for a colleague's birthday can pack on the calories. According to a study in the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, munchies provided by or purchased at work need to better align with healthy food guidelines and avoid high sodium or refined grains. Researchers tell MarketWatch that 150 Americans spend most of their waking hours on the job and might be prone to stress eating. Of course, coffee is the item most consumed at the office, followed by regular soft drinks and sandwiches.
Australian Open champion Naomi Osaka says she was happy to have the crowd's support, unlike in New York at the U.S. Open.
In New York, most of the crowd was for Serena, and here it felt like they were just, like, it was split a little bit. So honestly, when I was playing her and I heard that the crowd was, like, for both of us, I was very happy. But at the same time, I was just trying to focus on playing the match.
She now moves up to the number one ranking in women's tennis. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.